Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show as we discuss the ongoing CAF Women's Champions League Kosafa qualifiers taking place this week and next in the Malawian city of Blantyre. Only the winners will join Mamelodi Sundowns in the continental finals later this year, with five teams making their debut in the regional qualifiers. We hear first from Kosafa Executive Director Sue Datom about the tournament and being back in Malawi for yet another Kosafa event.
So, Madam Sue, welcome to Malawi.
Thank you very much.
How does it feel to be back in Malawi hosting a tournament since 2019?
We've been here since 2019, actually. We're in Blantyre, we were last year in 2019 with the Kosafa Under 17 boys. And then remember in 2022, we were in Lilongwe with the CAF African schools and then with our Under 17 girls and boys as part of the Region 5. But it's always good to be back in Malawi. It's not called the warm heart of Africa for nothing, for no reason. It's good.
Now, in terms of the administrative side of the tournament, how ready are you ensuring that all is set ahead of the kickoff for the CAF Women's Champions League for the summer?
As always, last minute, things to see to. I know that our team, who's been at Impera the whole day today, has been very busy putting those final touches. But in general, I think what we've got 48 hours, and we'll be ready.
What would be your message to Malawian fans who love so much football?
I would say come in your numbers. I know that it's school holidays, so there'll be a lot of children and maybe parents, of children wanting to, take them to have some entertainment. And I think this will be a very entertaining tournament. It's the women's clubs this time around. It's senior women at club level from eight different countries. We're really looking forward to a very interesting competition and encouraging, all of the fans. There's no charge for the tickets, as has been decided by FAM. You do need to get a ticket, however, from the online ticketing platforms that FAM usually uses. So I'm sure that the fans know how to get a ticket. But come out in your numbers. Come and support the home team, Ascent Academy, and generally, come for entertainment.
Tell me, how important is this competition in terms of the development of women's football in Southern Africa?
I think that it's very important. This tournament started in 2021 when CAF first developed it, and along with the continental phase of the tournament. So this on an annual basis is a qualifier for the continental women's Champions League. When you're developing football at a club level, it naturally has an impact on the national teams, because of course where do the players come from? They come from the clubs. So a very important tournament. We're into year four of this tournament, and we still haven't got as many teams participating as we would like, but this needs more homework with the national associations and with the clubs to get them licensed. so that we can grow it in terms of number of participants. But we're happy with what it is. If we're looking at clubs, also would be very good to have a younger age group, but at club level as well, to really exponentially drive the development of women's football.
From experience, every time, any time that COSAFA is hosting a tournament, there are always off-the-field activities. Can we expect any off-the-field activities? I don't know, in terms of, I've just heard about the training for the referees and what have you.
So we're doing a medical workshop, which I think will be very good, specifically aimed at the medics attached to the women's clubs of Malawi. So hoping that all of them will come, come down to Blantyre for that workshop. That'll be run by our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tulani Ngwenya. And then the other one, which I think is something that is much has created much excitement for new FAM president, is VAR training for the referees. So we have not been able to bring the equipment here this time, because next month we are doing a training a program for our operators, our technical operators of the equipment, and then we'll be doing a zonal referees of VAR. So what we have done here is we've brought our instructors here, our lead VAR instructor and our technical instructor, as well as Felix Tangawarima, who of course is FIFA instructor and our referees manager. And each evening, started last night, each evening they will be put through their paces on simulation and the theory part behind the VAR. So very very important, and it's something that we will be continuing with, is to have this introduction to the VAR before they even get to have a look at this equipment, which is new to most of our referees. So rather than just be coming and faced with the sea of equipment and think, oh my goodness, where do I start? So, they've started, and it was very well received last night, the first sessions taking them through simulations and the theory behind it. That was opened by President Haya last evening. So those are our two. Oh, and then not forgetting our under-15 girls festival of football, which will take place on the 17th at St. Andrews. This is a program called Fast Footy. It's a program and a concept that was developed by Mark Fish, and he will be here to run that program with local girls from the under 15 age group, either clubs or local community teams. So looking forward to that. So we've got three programs, three activities, and hopefully they will leave their mark, which is what they're supposed to do.
Such tournaments, usually COSAFA, you leave a legacy. What sort of a legacy would you want to leave for the administrators who are running women's football and just football in general? It's the biggest tournament at the club level for women's football to be held in Malawi.
Yes, I think hosting of any zonal tournament, but a zonal, this is an international tournament, it's eight teams, and I think the opportunity afforded to any member association to host comes with its benefits. Not only the legacy programs, the off-pitch activities, as you have spoken about, but also just the know-how that that is gained, the capacity building around event management at a professional level. because that's what we all aspire to, I'm sure. Whether it is a single match, a qualifier, whether it is a tournament, the principles are the same. So it is, you know, it's about, you know, getting that opportunity to learn. We've all got, you know, things that we learn at every outing. And so that's what we would hope, that, you know, that you know, the EXCO members, the committee members of women's football, the administrators, you know, of women's football, you know, see, you know, what to do, how, you know, how to do it, what's happening in women's football, and yeah, that can be their takeout.
University of the Western Cape will represent South Africa in Malawi, having been runners-up to Sundowns in the last three editions of the domestic Women's Super League. We hear from their coach, Tina Sonke Mbule.
Okay, Tina Sonke, surname is Mbule. I'm the head coach for the University of the Western Cape from South Africa.
How are you looking forward to the tournament?
It's the first time for us in a group that I think is tough. And I'm tough because I'm saying that because we have two teams in our group that have played before in this tournament. But yeah, we are excited, we are ready, and I hope that we'll do well.
This is your first time. You have been second fiddle to Sundowns in your country. But most of the time, teams from South Africa are considered pre-tournament favourites. Does that give you pressure?
No, you can't be a tournament favourite when there's three teams that have already played a tournament. We'll be disrespecting the other teams. But yeah, coming from South Africa and coming because of what Sundowns did in the Champions League, and I think everyone is expecting us to maybe perform like they did. But yeah, we are UWC, the Mamelodi Sundowns. It's two completely different teams. We might compete in the league, but yeah, we are here to represent ourselves, but yes, to represent the country. But yeah, we're not the favorites.
Have you given yourselves any targets in this tournament?
I think everyone coming here, there's only one goal, is to qualify. You want to qualify for the big one. But we know that it won't be easy. But yeah, that's our target. I can't say you want to be number two. It's not like a normal tournament. It's a qualifier. You play qualifiers to qualify.
Ascent Academy will be the home team in Malawi, even if they are from the city of Lilongwe. They have a very young group of players, but are packed with talent, as their coach Tom Mokolongo explains.
I'm Tom Mokolongo, head coach Ascent Soccer Academy.
Tell us, how are your preparations for the tournament, and what are your expectations?
Yeah, the preparations are going quite well. Yeah, we have got a very, very, we can say all the players are here. We have got a very good squad, and yeah, we didn't put any like targets to our squad because it's a young squad. But at the same time, we are expecting that maybe the players will do quite better. And yeah, we are not here just to participate, but we are here to compete. So yeah, we will make sure that the girls should do quite well as what we have agreed.
Being the home team, how does that put you in terms of giving you an advantage?
Yeah, we can say we have got a very good advantage because we are playing at home, and we know that we have got a lot of people coming to watch us, and we are also asking some supporters to come as well, so that they should give morale to our squad. This is our first time to participate in the COSAFA, and this is also the first time for the girls to play like here at home for international games, so that would be quite good, and yeah, we can say that we are very excited for that as well.
Any idea about the opponents that you are facing in terms of what you can expect from them?
Yeah, we have got some ideas on how they are playing and how have they done their league in their countries. But so far, we are not basing on that. We have just prepared our team to do well and to play our own football, so that they should be marking us or chasing us. But tomorrow, our girls, they are quite prepared to play their football the way they play.
Any injuries, any top players missing, or you have a full squad?
Yeah, so far we can say we have got the full squad. That's the team which played in the Goshen Cup. Of course, we have added some two new players who are under 16, under 15 players. But tomorrow we can say, yeah, we have got all the players around.
The Redhill Queens will make their debut at the regional qualifiers as the first team from Zimbabwe to compete since the inaugural tournament in 2021. Midfielder Sikulele Inyondi tells us more about the team.
Yeah, so I'm with the Herentos Queens from Zimbabwe. Welcome to Malawi for the COSAFA qualifiers for the CAF Women's Champions League.
Thank you so much.
How do you look forward to the tournament?
Yeah, it's so say Herentos first time here to tamba this tournament to tarisira kubuda tiri pa number 1 or 2.
Okay, as you rent house queens, this is our first time for this tournament, the COSAFA qualifiers. So we are looking forward to be the first or second. That's our target.
In terms of settling down, how are you settling down in Malawi? Have you started training? How do you find the facilities, the weather, and the people of Malawi?
Okay. We arrived yesterday and everything was well organized before us, and we are at our Crossroads Hotel where we are settling, and everyone, including the players and the technical team, they are all here. In terms of training, we are about to go for the training. Our first training is starting at 12:30 today at Kamuz Grounds, so that's where we are expecting to go. We're looking forward for the first training day.
Yeah, training it with Tutanga Nas and Triepi, because the weather, Iribo, Tutanga training it do not go prepare my games, Mangwana, and everyone are ready for the game.
So, being your first time participating in this tournament, what are your targets?
Yeah, it's just targeted for the first time. Kuratidza zvatinazvo bhora redu, hatisi kutya, hatisi kuvhunduka, everyone are ready for the game and toda kupedza tripa top pe this tournament.
Okay, it's our first time for this tournament. We are looking forward to do our best, and we have been preparing for this tournament since the beginning of the season in January, and our hope and our target is to be the first, and everyone is happy about it, and everyone is ready. The players and the technical and the officials are ready for this match.
So give us an idea about Herentos in terms of your squad, who is available, who is not available, and where is the team based in Zimbabwe, how big is the club, and how is women's football in Zimbabwe?
Team yedu yakamira sem Zimbabwe, pana sipo here, and the three best kupi.
Yeah, team yedu big team Zimbabwe, and team yedu best in Harare, capital city of Zimbabwe. Yeah, tine one player akaita injury, defender, top defender, asinazo kwansa kungeti naye, but tiri kumuisha kuti akurumidze kupora.
Thank you so much.
Okay, in terms of our location, we are based in Harare, Zimbabwe. This is where our head office is. Herentals Queens is derived from the Herentals Group of Colleges. It's a group of colleges based in, the head office is in Harare, but we've got so many branches across the nation. That's where we are scouting our players from the schools. And these players are coming from the schools, and they're being trained up to this national level. And also in terms of all the players that we have in the squad, we only have one player whom we left behind because of the injury. She has leg broke. So, yeah, unfortunately, she couldn't make it. But we are in her prayers, and we look forward that soon she'll be back in the field. And also not having her here doesn't mean that we are losing it behind or what, but we are still rallying behind our team, and definitely we are confident without her that we'll make it.
That's it for another episode of the COSAFA Show. We wish all the teams in Malawi the best of luck. And don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website. It's www.cosafa.com. And on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.